Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Pei Dalet, Pesachim 84. In today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the idea of breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach, which is prohibited by the Torah. It says in the verse, Etzem u'tishberu bo, that you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. So when you bring the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break any of its bones. So the Mishnah says, Hashover as a etzem b'pesach hator. This idea that you're allowed, that you're not allowed to break the bones, that applies, says our Mishnah, if you break the bone of a Korban Pesach that is tahor, that was born in a state of ritual purity. Harei zelo garbayim, that such a person is going to be receiving the 40 lashes, because you're in violation of what it says in the verse in the Torah. It says, "Bebayis echad yechel lo totzi min abayis min abasar chutzav esem otishper bo." You eat it in one house, don't bring anything out of the house, and don't break the bones. But that is only, says our Mishnah, if the Pesach was ritually pure. However, avon mosir, but somebody who has left over from the Pesach, and you leave some of the meat over, and you need to burn it. But tahor, that's in a ritually pure animal. Vashover betame, but if you break the bone of an animal that was tamei, then eino lokes arbaim, then you're not going to get the 40 lashes. The 40 lashes, or really 39 lashes, they only apply that by a carbon that was in a state of ritual purity. But if the carbon itself was tamei, then you're not in violation of the prohibition. And indeed, the Rambam writes this halacha in Korban Pesach, chapter 10, halacha Aleph. Rambam writes, avol Pesach Shabbat betuma im shaver bo etzem eino loke, that if you have a Korban Pesach and a state of ritual purity and you break the bones, you're not going to get lashes. Meaning, say, even in a situation where the majority of the community is tamei, a Pesach above a tuma, which we've learned that if the majority of people are tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban, and still nevertheless you're not going to be liable. So the Gemara discusses, what is the source for this? Bishlam Mosir Batar. I understand, says the Gemara, that if you left, that our Mishnah says that if you leave over some of the meat, that was, you're not supposed to leave it over, but if you left it over, then you have to burn it, but you don't get lashes even by a carbon that's tar. What's the reason? Reason is because it says in the verse, Exodus 12:10, Hosu siru mimenu aboker, venosu mimenu aboker ba'eshes rofu. Don't leave it over until the morning, but if you leave it over until the morning, you're supposed to burn it. Where we have a way to fix the prohibition. Ba'kosef litein asei achar hosasei. Whenever the Torah gives us a positive commandment after a negative commandment, the positive commandment is to burn the leftover. The negative commandment is don't leave anything left over. It teaches us she'ein lokes. Teaches us under those circumstances, you don't get the lashes. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov says, lomen ha'shem uzad. No, that's the reason, but the reason is mishum davle lav she'en bo maisa. The reason is not because it's a prohibition. The reason is not because it's a say that comes after a wosa say, but rather the reason is because it's a prohibition that has no action, meaning to say it was passive, it remained on its own passively. And we have a principle, anytime you have a prohibition that remains on its own passively, ain't looking alive, you don't get the lashes. But we say, shover batame minon. How do we know that if you break the bones of the Korban Pesach in a state of ritual, when the carbon is in a state of ritual impurity, that how do we know that under those circumstances you're not going to get lashes? For what's the source from that? So the Gemara says, well, this is based upon a verse, because it says in Exodus 12:46, ve'etzem lo tishberu bo. So the bones you shall not break on it. Bo. Bekosher, that says the Gemara of Velo Bepasal. We learn it specifically from a carbon that was kosher, you don't get the lashes. But if the carbon was disqualified, if the carbon was kosher, you're going to get the lashes. But if the carbon was disqualified because it was tamei, you're not going to get the lashes. So the Chasam Sofer discusses this. What is the source of, what's the reason why the idea of the etzem l'tishberu bo? The Sefer HaChinuch says it's to show that we're not acting in like we should be acting like kings. And kings don't break the bones of the meat when they eat. It's vulgar, it's uncouth. But the Chasam Sofer gives a different explanation. Chasam Sofer sees that it refers to like the spirit spiritual aspect of serving Hashem with all of our bones. Because we see that David HaMelech says in Psalms 35:10, that a person, tzaddik, is supposed to serve Hashem with all their bones. And also it says, Shomer kol atzmosav achas mehena lo nishpara, that this is the idea of serving. David is saying that his bones are serving God. So, and also we say in Baruch Inav Sheyes Hashem v'chol kravai Hashem kodesho, that this is the idea that we're serving Hashem with all the parts of our body. However, this refers to the tzaddikim, but in Egypt, where the Jewish people were mushpalim, they were completely not worthy. They were low, and they had hard work, and everybody was thrown into the pit. And furthermore, when they went out, they were raised up. And so therefore, the first thing Hashem commanded to them was to do the Pesach v'etzem lo tishperu bo, don't break the bones. Now this will be a proof for all generations that even if you look like you're weak before the Rishayim, you're going to be raised up, and you're going to be glorious, and you're going to be victorious. And that's the idea, that v'etzem lo tishperu bo, you're going to be remaining, you're going to be eternal. This is a fundamental idea, that's the power of the bones not breaking. And we also see this. What's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu did when he left Mitzrayim? Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. It says that Pesach Paro at Aham, Paro sent off the people, and what does it do? Moshe took the bones of Joseph with him. Why did he take the bones of Joseph? It shows that we are still intact, that our bones are not broken. That's the essence of this idea.